New GM, as you know, is Brian Gain. Good morning on this very cold and icy Wednesday morning. Mike and Seth Landry is off this morning. He'll be back tomorrow because of his commute from the west side of town. So Brian Gain will be introduced at 3 p.m. today at NRG Stadium. Sounds like it'll only be Brian Gain. No McNair, no O'Brien. It seems like it'll just be Brian Gain. Don't quote me on that. That's what the news release seemed to indicate. So we wanted to find out from you guys and discuss amongst ourselves, what do we want to hear from Gain? What do you think we will hear? Landry gave us a list of a few things that he wants to hear. He wants to hear what Gain thinks has been the franchise's biggest problem the last couple of years, why he originally left the franchise, if he thinks that Rick Smith will return and have a role in the decision-making. I'm guessing those last two things will definitely be asked.
They'll be asked. I wonder how forthcoming he'll be. And this is the most soap opera-ish of all of this is the fact that he left 7 months ago and under strange circumstances. I don't even know how to describe it anymore other than various people have described it to varying levels of contention, either from saying that he just wanted to leave to go be closer to family, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense if he's back here now.
Or
there actually was a lot of contentiousness between he and Rick Smith. It has always been said, though, that he and Bill O'Brien get along really well.
Yes.
So is whatever impediment or whatever bad relations there were between Rick Smith and Brian Gain, apparently they weren't so bad that Rick Smith apparently wanted to hire him back at some point. How are we going to get any answers to any of that? Is Brian Gain going to even address the fact that, like, hey, yeah, I did leave here 7 months ago on a lateral move to go basically do the same thing in Buffalo that I was doing here?
Well, he'll be asked about that. Yeah. I mean, the question is going to be forthcoming.
What kind of answer do you anticipate? What's he going to say?
I'll
be John McClane here. I'm like, Brian, okay, you left here 7-8 months ago in a bluster. And there was some speculation that there might have been some disagreements between you and Rick Smith. Is there any truth to that?
Well, John, I'm glad to be the Texans' new general manager. And there's always healthy disagreements in football organizations. But the reason why I took that job was I felt like I was going to work with somebody in Brandon Bean who I knew pretty well in my time in the NFL. And I'm somebody who is from the New York area.
What was it about Brandon Bean that you thought was superior to working with Rick Smith and your now co-worker, Bill O'Brien?
Well, it wasn't really a direct comparison per se, but it was closer to home. And they were starting something new. He had just been hired as the GM, so I felt like it was a good opportunity for me.
Did you like Sean McDermott better than Bill O'Brien? Was that part of the issue?
I think both Coach McDermott and Coach O'Brien are excellent head coaches, and I'm very excited to work over the next couple of years with Bill O'Brien.
Why'd you run all those kids out of Buffalo as soon as you got there?
Well, I was the assistant GM.
Sammy Watkins. I watch him on the television. He's jumping up, leaping up around like a jumping bean, catching everything in sight sometimes when he's a
sometimes.
Healthy.
Why
Sammy Watkins?
Well, John,
I sound more like Yosemite Sam than John McClane.
Which Sammy Watkins are you watching? Are you sure your TV reception is good? What's going on here?
What about that cornerback you got there, that Darby fella? Why'd you get rid of Darby?
I'd be surprised if Brian Gain
Nathan
said...
Nathan Peterman! Answer me! Why Nathan Peterman? You know what I do? I want to make this about Buffalo. If Brian Gain was up there, what the hell did that staff see in Nathan Peterman to think he was ready to do anything in that game which they put him in?
Someone could conceivably ask today what he thought about starting Nathan Peterman against the Chargers.
Yeah.
The problem is it's not really relevant to the Texans because hopefully they will be faced with that kind of decision for quite a long time.
He wasn't one of the guys that drafted Nathan Peterman either.
There is that as well, yeah, because he came there after the draft. I mean, one question you could ask is, remember, Brian Gain was here for the 2015, 16, and 17 NFL drafts. So one question that could be right now, hey, you look at the 2017 draft, could be the best in franchise history. What do you think separates that draft? Like, what worked better in 2017 as opposed to 2016 or 2015?
2014.
I'm not saying those were...
He
wasn't there, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that 2016, 2015 were bad drafts per se, but there are a lot of questions about those drafts. Like, just how good is Will Fuller? Are Braxton Miller and Tyler Irvin going to stay here? Jalen Strong was a disappointment.
Mm-hmm. And then I think the biggest and most relevant discussions are, because Brian Gain worked in pro personnel, what happened with Brock Osweiler? I just don't expect to get any answers. This isn't even a criticism of Brian Gain or anybody else. I don't typically expect straight answers from people when you ask them about blunders in personnel evaluation. Like we could attack the Brock Osweiler angle 15 different ways, and there's no way for him to answer where he's not selling somebody out or throwing him under the bus, so he has to be very careful in how he answers it.
I mean, Rick almost never said anything to the point that when he would not address certain things, before Arian Foster was released a few years ago, he claimed that they wouldn't release Arian. And then in the offseason this year at the Greenbrier, not the offseason technically, but he said, well, Duane Brown's not holding out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's true. Like, it was so far out. And then we got in stupid discussions. Remember how awful that was? Remember the stupid discussions and arguments we got in with people about what a holdout technically
is?
Because somebody had to, because Rick Smith had to go and claim that he wasn't holding out. He has a contract. There is no dispute.
And then people,
why the hell is he in Seattle?
And then people bought into it.
Now I'm retroactively angry again about it. Yeah, people bought into it and were defending Rick Smith. Well, it's not a holdout. What the hell are you talking about?
Yes, and we were right about that. Of course it was a holdout.
Of course it was.
So Rick Smith never said anything to the media. Well, rarely said anything to the media really of interest. And I'm guessing that Gain won't say anything revolutionary today. But maybe he's somebody who's a little bit more forthcoming in the general way that he speaks.
Even with the Osweiler thing, though, I would love to hear from somebody say something more than the vague, it didn't work out, whatever. Like, I'd love to hear exactly what they saw in Osweiler and why did it not transfer? Why did his relative promise in some of the success he had in Denver not transfer over to Houston? I mean, give me the nuts and bolts of it.
If you were to give one of those guys truth serum, I'm guessing it would be, listen, we were in a spot where the team had not invested in a franchise quarterback in 2 years. That really wore on the state of things in the organization, especially from top on down from the owner.
Yeah.
We felt a real pressure in the 2016 offseason to find a solution at quarterback. We felt like this would be a good solution because Brock Osweiler played important games for a really good team, for a good organization, and we feel like he showed enough traits in those games that would be worth betting on, relatively big, although not crippling from a contract standpoint.
That's where, and I think the biggest thing with the Osweiler stuff is that people aren't comfortable with the notion that teams are willing to just gamble with $40 million. And that's what it's turned into with the quarterback position. That's why they give these 1 or 2 year rental deals to quarterbacks and pay them $20 million a year, whether it's Andy Dalton. Well, Andy Dalton is a different scenario altogether. But like every single, it seems like about 3/4 of quarterback deals that have happened in the last 5 years, people will say, well, I mean, yeah, is he really worth that? No, but that's what you got to do these days. So likewise, that's what they did with Brock Osweiler. It was more of a, I think it was, I'd like to hear somebody from the Texans just flat out say, we rolled the dice. Like, there's no shame in that. There really isn't. I never got the sense, obviously, that Bill O'Brien was hook, line, and sinker in love with Brock Osweiler. Things got spiraled worse from there. But it just, that's what it boils down to, is that we were going to roll the dice on somebody and see what happened, and it obviously didn't work out.